You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Good morning. Happy, beautiful spring morning to you.
Man, can you believe this?
I had such a great walk around the neighborhood this morning. It was unbelievable. Saying hi to all our neighbors. Good morning. Get up, get out, and get after it. This beautiful spring day.
I almost paid for parking.
But 31 in Green Bay, 30 in Appleton. 29 in Oshkosh, and it feels colder. It just feels cold.
Especially, like you said, you know, down, you walk, it's okay, but then when the wind comes up,
and it just hits you.
It just,
you never, that's the thing about walking around downtown Green Bay. If, you know, people come down to Green Bay, it's like, I'm going to go for a nice walk. Every time you turn a corner, the wind is going to hit you in a different way. It is so strange. And there's mornings, I'm not making this stuff up. Because we'll sit here some mornings, and these flags right here will be blowing an entirely different direction from the courthouse flags. That's one thing about downtown Green Bay that you don't realize. If you're doing a lot of walking, boom, that wind will just nail you.
It is, a lot of activity.
So I'm watching the games last night, and I hear all this, you know, honking horns, and it's, you know, I thought somebody's excited because whatever. And it was a big crowd right here, right outside our door for the Musk thing. And I'll tell you what, I don't care what politics you are, whatever, but you got to really want it to have stood in that weather last night. That wind was howling, and it was raining sideways, and it was sleeting. I'll tell you what, you want to talk about, again, I don't care what side, John. There isn't anyone in the world. They could say the Pope is going to be there, Johnny, and he wants you to be his altar boy. No. Not if I'm standing in line. They could say, Johnny Unitas came back, reincarnated, wants to play catch with you.
Well, you would stay for that, I think.
I've just said that I would.
But you know what I thought, and I saw some pictures of that, standing in line for, 2 hours to get in?
Oh, it was more than that.
Whatever.
From when they first started there, I bet 4 hours.
But they got in. But the protesters stood out there the whole. They had no intentions of getting in. I mean, that's dedication. You know what I'm saying?
You know what? It's funny. I'll be honest with you. I was too lazy to actually go out there. So I actually got to the top floor here and I watched out the window.
Yeah.
I couldn't see the protester part. I could only. It ended like right at the main gate.
Oh, okay.
Because of Schreiber right there. That cut off that part.
Yeah.
And I sent Todd some pictures if they needed for the news, but I wasn't going to go stand out in that stuff.
Yeah.
It was so crappy.
I'll tell you what was good this weekend, though, was the colon cancer fundraiser at Epic.
Yeah.
With the glam band and that Broken Arrow and that group we had in here from North Carolina. That was fun. $20, which was great. They must have had 800,000 people there.
Your legs, sir?
I'll tell you what,
you get a little bit older and you stand on concrete for 4 hours.
Yeah,
you
do Johnny, you're assuming I stayed the whole thing.
But I mean, for me, the next day, my shins are always really sore after something like that.
Yeah.
Can you handle that, Todd?
Yeah.
You did?
Okay. Well, you know
Todd? I can't. I got that bad knee, right?
You know what hurt my back?
But you know what? The same thing happens to me.
Oh, man.
I know, we're too old.
Where's my cane?
But I'm just saying this, Jim. The same thing at the Two Rivers thing up on that stage, which is a beautiful stage at the community center in Two Rivers. But that is old school ash or maple or whatever, that stage. And you do an event up there for 3-4 hours. Yeah. You feel it too.
I don't think people stand for 3-4 hours. Just
in general. But I mean, for something like that, when you do, you feel it.
But they were into it. I was just like, that's weird that people, and there's no option. Like, there's no sitting around the perimeter, or there's not sitting in the back.
Well, if you buy seats ahead of time for the mezzanine, you can. I've done that. But you do feel a long ways away there. I'll be honest with you. I forget who we saw. It was a national group, and we had the mezzanine seats. And you just felt really far away.
That is, yeah.
But I'm also not a big fan of standing in like the mosh pit type thing either. So
anyway,
I'm that in between kind of guy. What?
You guys this morning. I'm so far away, but if you stand close, it hurts.
You can't even see him from up there. Yeah.
I'm just going to stay home.
We're not getting
my
old.
My legs are killing me.
We're not getting old. We didn't go to the one event because of the weather, and we didn't go to the other event because he had to stand.
But I wish I could dispute any of this. I cannot. I got a text here. A lot of Brewer pitchers with sore necks this morning. Watching balls sail out of the ballpark in New York. 15 home runs in one weekend. The other day was unbelievable. Was that Saturday? Was it Friday or Saturday where the first three batters, boom, boom, boom. Yep.
Isn't that something?
And then it's just, it was unbelievable. And the funny part is the Brewers had a phenomenal game hitting-wise. I mean, they scored 9 runs, but my gosh, that starting pitcher, the former Yankee, the poor guy, felt bad for him.
Picking him off.
I mean, major league history. They've been playing baseball since, like, right after the Civil War.
That's his record, huh?
You know what? You know what I find amazing? You want to know what I always talk, I consider the Civil War, like, okay, that was a whole different world in, okay, United States.
Yeah, I'd be, okay.
Then after the Civil War, it's a different world. Okay, different country, two Americans, in a certain way. Mm-hmm. All right? The thing that I find amazing is there were guys that fought in the Civil War and then played Major League Baseball. And it just seems weird that baseball with the Civil War. Then also, let me tell you another weird little old-time political type thing with sports that dovetail together. Do you know who 2 years in a row won the United States Amateur Golf Championship?
No.
Abraham Lincoln's son.
I was going to, you know what? I'm not kidding you, John. I was going to throw his name off. Just,
isn't that something?
Really, his kid did.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's kind of cool.
I know, right?
Now that's, I can't believe that.
I know, it seems like two juxtaposition to the golf and the Civil War having anything in common.
I'm not sure I knew golf was around back then.
Well, it was his youngest son, and it was in like about 1900, right about then. I mean, it was, you know.
Wow.
Yeah.
Surprised that's not like a trivia.
It's the son that wasn't very nice then. He's the one that put his mom in a sanitarium or something. Mm. Remember, kind of like locked her away? That whole thing. It was that one. Mm. Yes.
But he won.
Yeah.
Was it Robert?
Might have been. Yeah.
Avid golfer, served as president of the Iwanak Country Club in Vermont.
Okay.
Robert Todd Lincoln.
There you go. There you go.
But not a nice guy.
No, he locked his mom away.
Wow.
Yeah. So there, you learned a little something.
I did.
Yeah.
I did not. Okay, wow, that's.
People out there listening, it's like, what did you learn today?
Right.
Well, did you know that Abraham Lincoln's son was a great golfer?
Did you know that golf was around when the Civil War was around? I didn't even know that. Well, so I learned two things today.
I know.
Wow.
We're just getting started.
6:14.
Oh, look out. A lot more stuff.
Yes.
Forecast for today, sunny and high of 37. We could use some sun, I'll tell you that. Today is crayon day. Do you guys ever have the big box?
Oh, yeah.
Did you 64. Judge kids in your class who did?
That was 64, right?
The
big one was like a lot more than
like
that,
like 100
wasn't it?
And something, wasn't it? I think it was double. Didn't it go like 64 and then like 128?
I didn't have the 128.
Okay, the kids that you judged, the ones that had the crayon sharpener built into the box, did not like those kids.
So there, you're right. I'm sorry, it is 64. That's the big
one.
That
was the big one. Yeah. I thought they had a bigger one.
There's a 96 now.
Oh, okay.
Which I don't think was around when we were younger. I think my mom always got us the 24s or the 8. Now, that's the kid you judged.
Oh,
the one who only brought the 8. Wore shoes from Kmart.
You know what I'd bring? I'd bring a box of the 8 with 3 missing and 2 others that are broken in half.
I would
not even a question. That would be me.
I would have given this.
Pretty sure I didn't even get Crayola. I'm pretty sure it was the Kmart brand.
That knockoff brand.
Yeah, and it didn't really leave color. It was just almost like clear wax.
Translucent.
Love you, Mom.
You judge the kids that had the big, nice boxes. No question.
No, I didn't have the 60. We had the 24s. We didn't have the 60. I don't think we did. How did I know that so quick, though?
I know.
Maybe we did.
I don't think just for your family to have at home, the big thing.
Well, probably.
All right.
You're right. Probably we had that at home. That's how I know it.
All right.
Anyway.
How many kids did you have?
11.
We've got a girl coming in, a lady, I'm sorry, this week, who is one of 16. She's a Marine veteran. She's tough. Hey, Todd, did you talk to her?
Oh, yeah.
She is. I can't wait to talk to her. She's going to be part of my my event
next
week.
That's a lot of kids. We had 10 kids. I just want to say that I was in college when my mom had my youngest sister. So, I grew up with 10 kids.
Yeah.
I know her, but you know what I mean? Like, I didn't.
Yeah,
sit at the dinner table with her and I'll go to church and all that with her. So
today's also Tater Day, like Tater Tot Day.
Okay, just taters.
Hey, remember when Tater Tots first came off? That was like the greatest thing ever invented, wasn't it?
I think.
Oh, they've been around before. They came out when we were in our lifetime.
Yeah, where you could buy it from the store in the packs,
frozen bags.
Yeah,
yeah, maybe.
Yeah, that was special, man. When you got those. Tater tots. I'll still take a tater tot today.
When they offer those as the side?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd jump on those.
You got to take
1953,
those.
They were invented.
Okay. So when we were born.
John, you were born. Not me.
Bunsen burner day. Oh, man. How much fun were Bunsen burners? You'd get that science project kit for Christmas and got to use the Bunsen burner.
Those were cool.
Those were so cool. You felt like an actual. I even had like a white lab coat type thing.
Did you?
Well, it was my dad's white, one of his white shirts.
There you go.
And I used to wear that as like a lab coat
with your 8 crayons.
Yeah.
In a pocket protector.
Yeah, mounted right. As chipmunk. Yeah, in the basement. National Farm Workers Day. Absolutely, all the respect to the world for farm workers. And Physicians Week. Very cool.
Nice. I didn't know they had a week. Good.
Very cool. Very cool. Happy birthday, Christopher Walken, who's still a strange man.
Yep.
Strange man. You know what he really regrets?
What?
The cowbell skit.
Does he really on Saturday Night Live? Why?
Because he can't get away from it with people. Hey, we need more cowbell. Yeah, everywhere he goes.
That was funny.
Oh, yeah. It was awesome. William Daniels. Is 98. William Daniels was in, he played the part of a doctor in St. Elsewhere.
Yes, and he was also on Boy Meets World. Okay, he was a principal or a teacher on that show.
Was he also Magnum P.I.?
No.
No.
He was the voice of Kit, the car, on Knight Rider.
Oh, you're right.
Yep.
You're sure he wasn't the guy that owned the thing in Magnum P.I.?
The house?
Yeah.
No, that was somebody else.
Okay. Shirley Jones, 91. Wow, that, of course, is Mama Partridge.
Man.
Yep.
Real Pearlman is 77. Boy, I would have thought she would be older. Al Gore, 77. All right. We got the Brewers coming up today. Kansas City Royals at Milwaukee, home opener, 12:35 on WISS right here, part of the Civic Media family. We've got a great lineup for you, folks. Brittany Merlot will start it off. Back after this.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
A little Karen Carpenter getting started here on a rainy Monday morning. Oh, I hit the post.
Yes, you did. Right on it, too.
I hit the post. That doesn't happen often. I just got a chill. I just impressed myself.
Why are we bringing the crowd down?
Well, it's rainy Monday and it's rainy, right?
Oh, okay, I get it. Okay,
you know what? You know what? Every day should be a Karen Carpenter day. I love Karen Carpenter.
Yes.
Oh, man.
Very talented.
Yes.
Loved her. Loved her. You didn't like Karen Carpenter?
Sure.
Whoever doesn't like Karen Carpenter, I judge. Harshly.
Sensing that. So.
I'm a little surprised by that just because I know like you like the Sound of Music.
I do.
You like Liberace.
I do. I like her. I like her. I just
you'd have an appreciation.
Just Monday morning, 6:22. I just a little more, you know, like.
You know what? You can do it. You're Monday morning, 6:22. You can stick that right where the sun don't shine, my friend. So we got a great lineup, Todd. Let's talk. Well, first of all, Brittany Merlot. We need to talk to her about all this crazy stuff.
Oh, this is not a great week of weather.
It's terrible. Madeline Van Grohl, UW Green Bay Giving Day, Todd.
Yep. So they've got a big day coming up in a couple of days, and they're going to be giving back to the community, raising money, and all that kind of stuff. So
they
we'll
get a
learn
nice
about
match.
That. Yeah, they do.
Kristen Ambrose, of course, Ambos Point Mortgage Corporation. Man, she comes in with guns blazing, doesn't she?
Mm-hmm. She keeps you guys in line, too. I like her.
Love her attitude when she comes in. Christine Schultz.
Yep.
Did I pronounce that right?
I believe it's Schultz, but I'm not sure. Okay. We'll find
out. Any Zoological Society.
Yep.
Talk about Schultz-y. That.
You think it's Schultz?
Okay.
Well, okay. Is there a bet on it? I think Jim's
I say
right.
The E is not pronounced.
Okay. And Jim says it is. I think Jim might be right.
All right, fine. Boy, it's all Jim's day today. Hey, everybody, I hate Karen Carpenter. How about you?
I do not. I love Karen Carpenter. Mm-hmm. Your brother.
Chad Jankowski. Talk about that, Todd.
Yep. STEM Innovation Center in Green Bay has their Family STEM Day coming up, which will be a big celebration.
This is cool. Fourth year, free event for kids of all ages. UWGB STEM student organizations, Brown County Extension, the Einstein Project, hosting a plethora of other organizations. That's very cool. I think that's a great thing. The whole STEM thing.
No, it's great.
Getting that thing started. Man, talk about getting ahead of the game with that, huh? Yep. Got this one. Is Karen Carpenter too metal for Jim? Brian. Thank you, Brian.
Okay, Brian.
Possibly. A little too metal for him. So what'd you do this weekend? Went around? You went to concerts? Went to all
did
kinds
the concert,
of stuff.
Went to a retirement party at the Heights. And I, like you, have been there many times. But I had their sliders. And I asked you this morning, and you haven't had those.
No, I have not.
Cheeseburgers. It was, and I said to Ashley, these are awesome. And she goes, yeah, it's one of our things. I just.
Can't beat little cheeseburgers, can you?
Mm-mm. That was fun. That was good. They had a lot of great food.
How come
up there.
They never had, and being a former mayor, were you ever approached for a, what was the one? That was their main thing, was sliders. It was a national thing, but it was not up here. You'd buy a whole bunch of little burgers.
Oh, White Castle?
White Castle. White Castle.
White Castle.
Yeah. Did they ever approach the city?
No. But I like White Castle. I don't. Is that? I don't know. We didn't chase them down.
But I'm just surprised that something like that wouldn't have been here.
On Oneida.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because when we used to go for basketball games.
I know.
Those, my God. You'd go there and you'd go to Steak and Shake. And we didn't have either one of those here.
Steak and Shake, though, did they make it? Are they still around?
Got a thing here. Morning, guys. Miss y'all. See you next week. Michael.
Oh, yes.
From Simple Life Hospitality.
Yeah, that's.
Big things happening there.
I know.
Why? Yeah, as a mayor, why didn't you go after Steak and Shake?
That would have been a good one.
Yeah.
That would have been a good one. John, we're working. I don't know, John. I don't have a good excuse.
You would have gotten my vote. You would have gotten my vote.
Even though you didn't live in Green Bay?
I would have moved.
Just to give him the vote.
I would have moved out of Holloway to Green Bay for Steak and Shake.
Put him in the.
There was one other one somebody asked me. How come Green Bay doesn't have. Well, it was a. I know what it was. And it was
Let me guess.
Go ahead.
Why don't we have a Whole Foods, right?
No.
I mean, we chase them down.
I'd say Chick-fil-A.
Well, we do though now.
I know, but now, but for a lot of years,
right?
Wasn't.
We didn't. Yeah.
Yeah. Whole Foods. What's Whole Foods? I mean, what is it? Grocery store? I don't know anything about Whole Foods.
Oh, come on.
I'm dead serious. I don't know Whole
grocery
Foods.
Grocery store tends to lean on high end, leans on the organics and stuff like that.
Yeah, that's very, very.
Where are? I mean,
chain.
Do we have one around here?
No, Milwaukee's closest one.
Oh, Milwaukee and Madison, I think.
All right.
Their data that they use isn't really income. It isn't accessibility. It's believe it or not, it's college degrees. I'm not kidding. They will look at an area and they will look at the number of college degrees in that area and whether you're making $40,000 or $140,000. That's
how do they get that information?
I don't
get that? Really?
Yeah, I think you can. I mean, I think there's a lot of info out there.
All right.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah. I don't know of them. I mean, I don't know anything about them, totally honest with you.
Yeah. Well, now it's owned by Amazon. So, yeah.
Okay. Do you order the food, or is it an actual walk-in store?
It's a store.
It's a walk-in store.
Okay.
And it's very, as Todd said, very organic, fresh. It's Whole Foods.
All right. I still say the best deal that there is. Okay. Aldi's.
Mm-hmm.
All right. $3.46 for a bottle of Merlot. That is not bad.
Trader Joe's.
That is not bad. It says Trader Joe's does the same thing.
Right.
Okay. Are there Trader Joe's around here?
Again. Same thing. Walking Madison.
Okay, okay, I'm going to give you another one. How come we never had here? You sucked as a mayor now that I'm thinking of it. Why no Cracker Barrels?
Okay, Cracker Barrels.
I'm going to tell you, that whole
Indiana,
Ohio
area. Back to.
Where, Johnny, those are highway places.
Why Jim sucked his mayor?
Why no those Cracker are highway Barrel? Places. Those are highway places. Those aren't the downtown. Where would you put a Cracker Barrel in Green Bay?
Right next door to us here.
No.
It would be huge.
They wouldn't come. No, they should would. Be.
They've
no.
called me.
Well, obviously, that would fit down probably in Ashwaubenon, right?
Right Oneida-ish? Off of 41.
Oneida, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Right by, yeah. Yeah.
Is it because Green Bay really doesn't have a lot of highway? We Mason Street probably could have had something.
Okay, but my focus was a little bit downtown, and we did not chase chains.
Mm. All right. I mean,
like
fine.
Angelina's.
Huh? Yeah, that's fine.
Chef Fusions.
I'm just saying, I was a big fan of Cracker Barrel. And it seems like offices. Whenever you go to like Ohio or Indiana,
no doubt.
That's where you'd find all those places.
There's a lot of Cracker Barrels. There's Cracker Barrels in Wisconsin.
There was one Beloit. In Appleton. There used to be, but now it's not there.
Was there?
Yeah.
Was that right on the highway?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, they're on the highway.
Is that one cheese place still? What was the cheese? Was it Mars?
Well, this is upbeat music. This is awesome.
Do you know who this is?
This is Flight of the Bumblebees?
No.
That's the way Boogie Woogie started out, with the left hand playing down there all by itself. And someone came along and thought it would be a good idea if the right hand could do something. And then it began to sound like this.
What's it for? I don't
this
know.
This is great music.
Liberace.
Oh,
this
really?
Is Liberace.
Okay.
Love that.
Oh, boy.
Let's get going.
Brittany, save us. Back after this.
For WGBW and WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. As of early Monday morning, over 60,000 customers throughout Northeast Wisconsin were without power following the winter storm that dumped ice and freezing rain on much of the area. Some roads continue to be slippery. 511WI.gov reports that most of the roads in the area are either partially or completely covered. Drive with care and check your route before your morning commute. Hundreds of voters attended a town hall meeting at the KI Convention Center in Green Bay last night, hosted by billionaire Elon Musk and his political action committee. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call had filed a lawsuit Friday against Musk to stop his efforts to give $1 million to two voters at the event. However, the Wisconsin Court of Appeals denied that injunction. Call called Musk's offer a, quote, blatant attempt to violate the state law. Meanwhile, the event went off without a hitch in Green Bay, with Musk taking the stage in a cheesehead and then throwing his support behind Brad Schimmel in the Supreme Court race that will be decided tomorrow. The event was only open to people who had signed an online petition against what Musk calls activist judges. Protesters from across Northeast Wisconsin also gathered outside the KI Convention Center to express their opposition to Brad Schimmel, claiming that Musk is trying to buy the election. Two men were arrested and charged with multiple drug offenses as Washera County officials continue to investigate the recently discovered remains of 33-year-old Tiffany Schneider in the town of Leon. The investigation led to a search warrant that resulted in the arrests of 57-year-old Jerry Wendler and 48-year-old Wade McLees. Neither man is being charged in Schneider's disappearance or death. I'm Lisa Hale for WGBW and WISS News. For news anytime, visit civicmedia.us.
It is going on again this week, the Break into Spring Text to Win statewide contest. It's your daily chance to win a Chula Vista getaway, Milwaukee Brewers club-level tickets, or $100 cash, and go into the grand prize drawing for a brand-new queen mattress set from Verlo. That includes a mattress, sheets, and a lot more. That keyword coming up this morning after 7 o'clock right here on Mino and the Mayor in the statewide contest. Will be listening in for that. Once again, it's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here. 97.9 FM WGBW, 98.3 and 96.5 FM WISS, and of course the Civic Media app. And you'll find your Milwaukee Brewers trying to get off the schneid, as they say. 12:35 today on WISS. We've got Brittany Merlot standing by. Brittany, this weather, this forecast, this past weekend.
Yeah, you're telling me. I am shocked that I still have power here in Wausau right now. I mean, it was surging, it was flashing. I know a lot of my neighbors don't have it. There's 60,000 customers right now in Northeast Wisconsin without power.
I got a buddy who said it was the eeriest thing Saturday night hearing trees snap. He lived in the woods and he was hearing them snap. Yeah.
Yep.
And all the power then went out. Yeah. How is it where you are, Brittany? A lot of stuff? A lot of ice damage?
You know, we've got a lot of ice that was sitting on everything. I mean, from cars to sidewalks to trees to power lines to the power poles themselves. I didn't see any damage by me, but I didn't go out venturing.
No,
I stayed in. I stayed safe. I did not want to mess around with ice in those roads. But, you know, there was a lot of ice accumulation on everything. And then it started to switch to heavy, wet snow yesterday evening. And that's also when the wind started to whip, too. So we got doubly hit kind of in that sense. And then I think the people that were still hanging on to power, more of us lost it as we pushed into yesterday evening. So it's been rough. It's cold. It's icy. It's slushy. It's just gross outside right now.
I know. Yeah. That's...
Yeah.
And the ice... That's what brought the power lines down, right? I mean, that's where you lost your power. Yeah. That's going to be a while, maybe.
I'll tell you what. I got that my good buddy Kaz, Big Kaz, who's a power lineman all over the country. And God bless those guys that do that. Man, that's about the last job I would ever want in those conditions. Brittany is, I mean, this has to be unusual for this crappy of a forecast for the first month of April, isn't it?
You know, we usually get a pretty bad storm in the spring, but I'd like to avoid the ice part, but usually we get one of these. So, I mean, it's pretty unusual, but also kind of normal.
I remember going to a lot of Brewer games for opening day, and it was cold and it was nasty. I remember sitting up in the old at County Stadium along that first base line up in those upper decks, and you get that wind coming up. That was as miserable of a professional sports stadium I've ever been in my lifetime. Opening days at County Stadium.
Tailgating. It can be cold.
Yeah.
Brittany, this isn't like it's not like it's going to be 60 tomorrow. It looks like a long week.
Yes, we are not warming up. So people without power, it's pretty cold. I mean, we're going to stay in the upper 30s here. I know for you guys, you're probably tap the low 40s, but we've got winds still breezy out of the northwest today, gusting around 20 to 30 miles per hour. So that's really making the upper 30s feel more like the 20s, and we're not rising much. I mean, tomorrow, same temperature, and then we've got another storm system.
Unreal.
That's going to move in tomorrow night and then throughout our Wednesday. So you in Green Bay, Fox Valley, you're looking at snow accumulations of about 1 to 2 inches or so by Tuesday, tomorrow afternoon, into the evening, and then it flips to rain as we go into Wednesday. So a lot of sloppy, wintry mix, messy storms as we go through the next few weeks.
You have to wonder, are the NFL people kind of keeping an eye on, anybody see the weather in Green Bay? Anybody see that forecast in Green Bay?
Will not help tickets.
It doesn't help that Northeast Wisconsin makes headlines over the weekend. You're like, no.
I know, right? I mean, it really did, didn't it? It's like this was the bad spot in the country this weekend.
It was. It really was, unfortunately. And, you know, I just, like you said, those trees snapping, the eerie sound. I've seen videos of them. This guy was just out in the woods, and he actually captured them snapping and cracking and falling. And I'm thinking, why isn't he running out of there? Why is he just standing there?
I was in the woods one time that happened, rabbit hunting, and I thought it was a gunshot. To be honest, to God's truth, there was a big branch that came down.
Oh, wow.
And I thought it was a gunshot that went off. Because when they snap, they get all that ice and that snow on the ends of the trees or in the end of the branches, and those things just snap right off. Those are the widow makers, I used to call them, for the lumberjacks. But they come down with so much force, it's incredible.
Yeah, no escaping that.
No, you know what I was going to start? Honest to God, guess what this week? Guess what April 1st was going to be for me?
What?
Started my biking season.
Oh,
I'm not lying. So I'm
ordering.
Yeah. So let me ask you this, Brittany, because I got to get a gel seat. I told you about my issues with that.
Yep.
Are all the posts of the seat, like if I take my seat off and I order a new one or go to one of these bike stores around here or anything like that, are they all universal bike seats?
Ooh, that is a good question. I want to say yes, but I'm actually not sure.
I think so.
I'm not sure. Some of these are pretty specialized bikes.
But the collar, but you can adjust the collar on those seats. Right? Yeah. That goes over the post?
I think
they're universal. I do.
Are they? Okay.
I don't know that, though.
Everything's returnable, so just try it.
How much can I get one for, do you think, Brittany?
Good question. I don't know.
You know
I've
the
never
kind
changed
I need,
my
though,
seat.
Right? Because of my chafing. So I need a I need a nice gel seat.
See, what I use is these kind of like padded shorts. It's almost like a little diaper in there. It's not for that, but you know, it's for the added cushion and you know, it's in between the legs too. So for the rubbing, and then I don't have to change the seat and I can ride anything.
Well, then you walk into the restaurant and
feel funny. Someone's looking that close. It's their problem.
I might do that.
Okay. Let's move.
Brittany, I might do that.
I found a bike seat online by Rock Bros. Cushion Comfort Bike Saddle Mountain Bicycle Accessory. It looks really thick.
Yeah, that's what I need.
And it's also ergonomic for the male anatomy.
I want that too.
It's about $20.
Oh, wow. Order for me, please. Order for me, please.
Send them the link.
I'm big into ergonomics. I'm big into that. By the way, we got some texts here. Jim must have been too busy trying to move the coal piles to go after a White Castle. Thank you, Gary.
That's Gary.
Brittany, you've lived in Green Bay. What do you think is the one like fast food kind of place that we don't have in the Green Bay area that you would have liked to see? Mine is Cracker Barrel.
Oh, that's right. There is no Cracker Barrel. Uh-uh. There's no Chili's.
You know,
either,
you could buy a Cracker Barrel. You could go to Cracker Barrel.
There's a Chili's on the west side.
You used to be able. You could go in there. Buy books. You could buy DVDs. I remember I bought for my mom one time. I was on a GB road trip in Indiana, and I bought my mom the complete set of the Waltons DVDs.
Those are great.
I know.
We had a van with TV and stopped there, kids, and we bought them the like I Love Lucy and these, and they laughed. With all things we had seen, but those are highway stops. You even said that. Okay.
Yes.
So we don't, that would be something for.
Yes. Yeah,
but you're right.
So Brittany, what would yours be?
Definitely Portillo's.
Portillo's?
That sub place.
Oh, I don't know that.
Italian beef. Yes.
They,
I got to tell you.
They do.
I went to
Doublewood,
a really good sandwich place the other day. A really good sandwich place. It's called Scotty's in like West New Pier. Like West of Pierish, like if you took Main Street out of De Pere and just keep going, okay, you'll come to it. And it is a really great pizza and sandwich place.
Like by McDonald's?
No, it's out. It's in a subdivision. There's nothing else business wise around it. It's so kind it's of. I even told. I was with Dom and I said, "This is kind of strange. It's like right in a neighborhood."
West of 41.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Just keep going. Yes. Yep. Hey, Brittany.
Hey, what did you get there? I want to know now.
What do you think I got, Brittany? Meat Lover's Italian sandwich, which I get every place I go. But they got some really great sounding pizzas there, too. I'm going to get some one day for the gang here. Got a text there. Driving back from Minneapolis, I heard Brittany on the radio.
All right.
Yay.
Look at that, Brittany. I got a thing here. Why don't you put a Cracker Barrel on the old 172 truck stop? It is vacant. Now, it is not only vacant, it has disappeared. They have leveled. That used to be my favorite truck stop. I love truck stops.
Yeah.
Used to love going there on Saturday and Sunday mornings for breakfast. And it has, there is no sign of life that it ever existed.
Man. Yeah. That would be, that's a good idea.
That is a good location.
Yes, that's Bellevue, but yes, that's a good idea.
Yes. Got another text here. John, that is Scott Subs.
Oh, that's in Lawrence.
Also in Lawrence. The original store was in Iron River, Michigan. Awesome people.
Wow.
Yeah. I got another one here. Brittany, I enjoyed listening to you on Mino and the Mayor Weekly. I've seen many people posting about Kewaunee, about boom noises recently. Thought maybe just people posting foolishly, but Friday I was in town. Thought I heard a hay wagon going down the road, but looked around and saw nothing. Scrolling through Facebook, people are posting about it 10 to 15 miles north, south, and west. Any ideas? Frost lines shifting? Tori, a lot of questions for you here, Brittany.
Oh, boy, that's
some research.
Yeah.
Yeah, my ears perked up for that one. Look at that. Okay, Kewaunee.
So can you find out what's going on in Kewaunee?
It's kind of like going to.
Remember Clintonville a few years ago, and they thought they were having
earthquakes?
Yeah. Remember that?
What did it turn out to be?
I don't know. Did they ever find out, Todd?
I don't know.
Was it earthquakes?
Not sure.
Wow. Brittany, was it earthquakes in Clintonville a few years back?
I don't know.
I'll bring the class down. How about that earthquake, though? That
Malaysia?
Oh, my
God. That's like a 7 or an 8 or something?
But, oh, my God.
My biggest fear. That is my biggest fear, and I'm not joking, about being in an earthquake. I don't know why that's my biggest fear.
That's, 1,700 people? Now, that's
mind-boggling. Have you ever been around an earthquake, Brittany?
No, I haven't.
No.
Just the little trembles that we get in the Midwest. Nothing crazy.
It's just, it's rolling. It's unbelievable.
You've been in them, huh?
Yeah.
What's that like?
It does. Ooh. It rolls. And I said, I did on my, like over the kitchen, I'd golf balls, like, and, you know, they fall off. And it wasn't major, right? Probably, right. I don't know. But it's an earthquake. There's nothing else like it.
You know, when it happens,
it's an earthquake. You can tell. And it's, but then you think the worst, like it's probably a two or three. And, but on that Richter scale, like a 6 to a 7 is like, that's a big, big deal. Or, you know, 4 to 5 that, but I saw it was the
how
ones
big,
I was in.
How big
do
you think the San Francisco one was during that World Series in 88 or 89?
I think we looked that up like last week or week before. Was it a 6 or something?
Is that what a 6? Okay. Yeah.
But this thing that happened in Miramar?
Yeah.
Man.
Beyond belief. Unbelievable. Mm. Horrific. Well, Brittany, give us a forecast for the week.
And Brittany, I just want to say that you seem pretty spot on with the draft because 2 weeks ago you said it's going to be like, in the mid-50s. And it looks like that. And because I went to the 30-day forecast, which is much less than that now, right? We're 21 days out?
Yeah. Three weeks.
3 weeks. Anyway, so it looks good. I think we're going to be in pretty good shape. Although there's a number of people that put out the 30-day forecast, and one of them said rain on Thursday. But anyway, I'm going with you, Brittany.
Brittany, how long? Okay, give us this week, if you don't mind.
Yeah. A lot of sunshine today. Breezy, cooler. Temperatures at about 40 degrees. Clouds will be increasing tomorrow. We've got about an inch or two of snow in the afternoon to overnight. That'll flip to rain on Wednesday. Highs in the upper 40s. The sun will come back out. And that'll be the case for the rest of the weekend. Sunny and upper 40s.
You know what? I'll take that.
A good weekend.
40s. Just give me some sunshine.
Right.
I'll feel like I got to get some sun.
Yeah.
Brittany, you're the best. Love having you on. Everybody loves listening to you. Thanks for what you do.
Thanks, guys. You're the best, too.
Brittany Malou, Civic Media Meteorologist. When we come back, Madeline Van Grohl talking about some great things happening at UW.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Day to you here on Mind of the Mayor, 97.9 FM, WGBW, 98.3, 96.5 FM, WISS, of course, the Civic Media app. Once again, we talked about the Milwaukee Brewers who got off to a really rough start to their season, like crazy rough to their season. Last night, NCAA basketball, neither game was very good, both kind of blowouts. And you can see early on, you know, sometimes you're watching the game and say, well, this team will come back. You know, I'm a big Michigan State fan with Tommy Izzo. And early on in that game, it's like,
not as good
as the other team.
Right.
I mean, you can do all the try hard, want to, whatever, coaching X's and O's. And sometimes one team is just physically better than your team.
But when they got within like 7, then you got excited.
But they could never get closer. They could never get closer than 7.
I turned it off.
Me too.
And I'm not one to turn off that. But it's like, okay, this isn't going to happen.
Yeah. I did too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But does that happen a lot where the top 4 seeds?
I don't know if it's ever happened before. And a lot of people are saying this is the future of the NCAA tournament. It's not going to be as much fun. Well, if you want to look at it that way, it's not going to be as much fun because you won't have the dark horses, the underdogs, the feel-good stories. You're not going to have those anymore because every year the top teams with the most money are going to buy your best player.
Yeah.
And you're not going to have those big upsets anymore. And I don't know. Let's see how it plays out. But
so who's going to win it all?
Oh, I'm pulling for Duke. I'll tell you what. Duke and Auburn. Well, the teams still left are really, really good.
Yeah.
I mean, they're number one seeds for a reason. I love watching Duke. Con Knipple, his son, you know, Sherry Norgard is that, or his mom. And so, I mean, these are great, great friends of mine with their son playing on this stage. And just a great kid and a great player. So I'm pulling for him. I'm pulling for that team all the way now. I've never pulled for Duke a game in my lifetime, ever. I've always hated Duke. But I'm a big fan of theirs right now. So that's my. And I do not like Bruce Pearl, the head coach of Auburn. He coached at UW Milwaukee against UW Green Bay back in the day. And you know what? All the respect in the world for him as a coach.
Mm-hmm.
All the respect in the world. He is a great coach. Just didn't like him. He was the only guy. Every other school in the conference, I do a pregame, quick 2-minute thing with the opposing coach.
Mm-hmm.
He's the only one that would never. No, there were two that wouldn't do it. You know who the two were? It's ironic. Bull Ryan and Bruce Pearl. The two guys that would never do a pregame interview with me. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
I mean, both of them here from Wisconsin. I'm a Wisconsin broadcaster. The two guys that would not do a pregame interview, both from Wisconsin. So I've never been a Bruce Pearl fan, but have all the respect. If my life depended on a game being coached and won, that might be the guy I would have coach it.
Those schools that are still in it, those four?
Yeah.
Those are pretty strong academically as well. Right?
Auburn? Duke? I don't know.
Well, I don't want Auburn, but UCLA is just still in it, right?
No.
Oh, they got knocked out.
Yes.
Okay, I don't know about Auburn. Well, Duke is a great school.
Well, of course, yeah. I don't know much about Florida. Are they?
I thought UCLA was still in it.
Yeah.
No. That's a good school.
Yeah.
That's hard to get into.
I know that. But if you, okay, can you?
But you decided not to go?
Have you, okay, let me, okay. You know what, UCLA?
It's really hard to get in there.
Yeah, you know what, I want to say it's like 14% acceptance.
Yeah, I bet
you
it is.
You want to know what ASU is? Like 89. You think I went to college for academics? What are you thinking? Yeah.
I bet you Duke is right up. But is there on the 14,
think Duke
12?
Might 11, be 12? One of the highest in the country outside of the Ivy League.
The acceptance rate.
Yeah.
You're talking about it's going to be the highest, you mean the lowest, right? Like 11, 12, 13, 14%. Duke doesn't take. Okay, that's what you're saying.
Yeah. That's how hard it is to get in.
I agree.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. You know what? You know, I had one guy
who
played for the Packers, and I said, wow, you went to Ivy League. It was Harvard or Yale, one of the two. And I'm trying to think who it was. And he wasn't here for long. But anyway, he said, you know what kind of a fallacy of the Ivy League is?
Hmm.
It's really, really hard to get in. Okay, and that's true. It's hard to get in. But once you're in, it's fine. He said it was harder than my buddies at whatever.
Right, at a state school.
State school. Is it? Would you say that's true?
Yes, and the thing about those schools, though, wasn't 40% of it set aside for, like...
For people whose families
George
had gone
Bush's
there.
Sons.
Yeah, exactly. I think really, they did away with that, though, didn't they?
Like GW and...
Could like a normal kid, like one of our kids, even though they're 4.0, whatever, could they get into an Ivy League school?
Yeah, but...
Probably not.
But 40% of them are set aside for...
Yeah, there's a word for that. I can't think of it.
I don't know if that's still true, though. I don't know if that's still true, though. Like you said,
they
do away with that.
Getting away with that.
You're right. You're right.
Yeah.
I know that they're.
But I mean, I know some hockey players that went. That's who it was. No, it was a hockey player. It was a hockey player, not a Packer player. And he went to Harvard. And
really?
He told me that. Yes.
So it was tough getting in once he went in. It was like UWM.
Well, it was being an athlete. If you're going to be a. Top, because they don't give scholarships, but they still find a way to recruit you. Because they take hockey real serious, the Ivy League does. They don't take any other sport. The only two sports they take real serious, well, basketball, you know, but they don't give scholarships.
Yeah.
But they try hard in basketball, but they never really, you know, Princeton used to have some great teams because he recruited a certain type of athlete that his system worked for. But a lot of those schools, if you're a great athlete, they will still find a way to get you in. But here's the thing, too, that's actually kind of cool. You could be the star quarterback, okay, and you could be getting zero financial aid. You could be the third string offensive guard, and you could be almost full ride, which is kind of cool because it really is all based on need when it comes to those things.
No, that's cool. That's what it should be.
Exactly.
That's what it was designed to be,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So I think that's actually pretty cool.
That's interesting what that guy said. That's not the first time I heard that Ivy League. Even well, I don't know how.
Like he told me, he said, Columbia. I don't think you're seeing any of my teammates on the Supreme Court. We got to start a quick break. Back reference.
He wore his passion for his woman like.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.